Now, over the last couple of years, there's been a significant decline of 6,700 in the number of basic income support for sustainability applicants. It's department analysis from the Department of Agriculture showing that this is the best scheme. In 2026, 122,000 farmers applied for the scheme compared to 128,000 in 2022. Cork has seen the biggest drop in farmer numbers, 838 fewer applicants in the five-year period. That was followed by Galway, Mayo, Tipperary, Kerry and Donegal close behind. With me on the line on top of this is the newsletter with the Irish Farmers Journal, and that's Amy Ford. Amy, good morning to you and thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Morning, Jerry.
What do these figures tell us? The BIS scheme, does that register effectively farmers who are leaving the industry or retiring, or what way does it work?
All of the above, really, Jerry, at the same time. The figures, we crunched the numbers on the figures, basically, and some of these figures came out by way of a parliamentary question from Independent Ireland TD Michael Fitzmaurice to the Minister for Agriculture, who basically looked for the applicant numbers. And as you rightly said, look, there's a 6,700 drop in the number of farmers basically applying for this support. Now, Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden has said that the overall reduction in application numbers may be partially due to, one, a decrease in the number of farmers, but also reflects the increase in multi-herd partnerships. So he said, while BIS is the most significant area-based scheme in terms of both payments and number of applicants, not all area-based applicants are entitled to BIS payment. So he's basically saying that, you know, there's one or two ways that that it's gone. One, a reduction in numbers, and two, multi-herd partnerships. To me, and from what we've written over the years, the data is consistent with the trend, basically, over since 2016, even, and back a couple of years ago. Data from the 2022 census would have shown there was 8,000 fewer farmers in Ireland compared to 2016. Now, that's a person that puts themselves down as farmer on the census. So it's a bit of a different measurement too, yeah, if you want to call it that. But basically, we are seeing a reduction in farmers. They can't all be partnerships, and they also can't all be a reduction in farmers. But I would say that they are a reduction in farmers, basically, Jerry. And to give a shout out to the county itself in Kerry, the 22 versus 2026 figure is kind of half of the reduction that was seen in Cork. So 443 fewer farmers applying for BIS this year, compared to 2022.
Yeah, and Amy, with that in mind then, you know, I don't know if the figures can tell you this, but or is it something you're seeing anyway? Is the farming land also dropping, or are we seeing the emergence of larger farms where one farmer is managing?
Yeah, a bit of both, I suppose, Jerry. That kind of data in terms of the land, that I think it's utilised agricultural area is the technical term for it. The Chagas National Farm Survey will be out again soon. That will have more detail on that. But it's really a census of agriculture and a general census as well that will take account of that and really tell a story on that. And we don't have those latest figures crunched on that, but we would expect it to tell a similar story. In saying that, look, there is still really good demand for land out there. The Irish Farmers Journal Land Report would have shown, you know, demand still really up there for land from a range of interests, including other farmers, kind of business interests as well, to a point. And I suppose people since COVID that have moved back home to rural Ireland and are maybe looking to, you know, hobby farm on a couple of acres or something like that, or maybe try and get back in with their family who have gone home and they've maybe done a green cert or something and now farming in partnership with parents. Now, those numbers will be small, but are still part of the market.
Yeah, they are. And that leads me on to my next idea. And this is going to be one hell of a row, isn't it? This is about who is farming, who's not farming, who's pretending to be a farmer, Amy, and who isn't. This is the CAP payment scheme, 7-year plan, €300 billion of a cut. That's 22%. And one of the ways the EU wants to pay for that is to reward active farmers and reduce others. Is that where things are standing at the moment?
That's basically it. So every 7 years, there's a new common agricultural policy discussed, debated and fought over between all member states, between farm organisations to a point, between ministers and who should get what, basically. And a lot of that depends on the definition of an active farmer. And this is a debate that you're no stranger to on Radio Kerry either, Jerry. You know, what is an active farmer? And the battle
Sean Kelly says that there's a couple of people out there who have a few cattle or sheep or a donkey, throw them out on larger acreage. They should not be CAP beneficiaries.
Yeah, his direct quote, he told us at a CAP meeting there in Mitchellstown that there are people drawing big funds who shouldn't be drawing them. There are people whose primary activity isn't agriculture and people who have the basic minimum and who do no real activity other than throwing a few cattle or sheep or donkeys on a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand acres of land just to qualify. And he said that that's not fair when a farmer who's actually producing the food which goes on the table is not getting the same crack of the whip. So that's throwing a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons. Obviously, in terms of one in Fine Gael, and he said that the question of what is an active farmer will be one of the hardest things to define in the next CAP. So it's really hard to see where that's going to go. Yeah. We are currently covering it off in the Farmers Journal over a series over the coming weeks, and that's one of the issues we'll be tackling, Gerry. But it's definitely up in the air as to what is an active farmer. You know, there are a number of checks each year. An active farmer check is what it's called. And that's similar. So basically, if you're not farming, if you are farming, obviously, but one way of getting your payment is basically, you know, topping the field or making hay or silage off the ground that you're farming. That's one way to qualify for payment. And there was 8,600, almost 8,700, non-stock and rate claims for BIS payments last year in 2025, and that's basically where a farmer doesn't use a stocking rate, so doesn't use basically cattle to claim their payments. And the minimum rate that you can have is 0.1 livestock units per hectare to get your CAP payments. That's about, I think it's about 4 sheep to the acre or hectare, and obviously that's a bar people have to meet, but there are other ways making that. So 1,500 farmers chose the option of making hay or silage to qualify, and another 278 said that they'll prove they're active farmers by topping grassland. There's other bits in there about forestry or growing crops and so on, obviously, which are other ways of getting your payment.
Yeah, all right. It's an interesting one, a key battle to be fought over the next couple of months, that's for sure. Amy, thanks so much for taking us through all of that in the programme this morning. That's Amy Ford there, the Irish Farmers Journal. And what do you think? Get in touch with us on the programme. You have the Hill Farmers throw into that as well. They can't aspire to the same stocking rate as a farmer on prime land, but they're providing, you know, high quality food while maintaining landscapes. So there's that side of it as well. If you have a view on it, what does it tell us, those numbers? Get in touch with us on the show.